97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The laws are weak. I can't touch you if you're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old and you have a gun. I convict someone of shooting another person with an illegal gun on a public bus in the chest. Intent to kill? I convict him. And you know what the judge gives him? Probation. Says you should go to college. We need to go after the D.C. Council and their absurd laws.
Yeah, Jeanine Pirro there, the U.S. attorney, talking yesterday at this news conference the president held on crime in the D.C. area. I mean, it was pretty wide-ranging. This thing went on for a long time. The president took all questions. Of course, a lot of it focused on his plans to clean up Metro D.C. We've got Ryan Schmelz on the line with us this morning from Fox News Radio. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So what we did, I think the bottom line is we determined yesterday the president does not want you as a reporter to be comfortable by building a big, beautiful briefing room.
Well, it's been that way for a long time. It's actually remodeled. So that's the most comfortable it's ever been. But yes, it has always been a tight space. And I think that people always thought it was a lot bigger, but now that, you know, the room's gotten more people, and I think people are starting to see a lot more about how tight that space can be.
Well, you're in there more during this administration because Joe Biden rarely held news conferences.
Oh yeah, and you know, we've had it's just more people there in general. I mean, like, there has been a you go there, it's a circus some days.
Sure.
There's so many press and you know, they're utilizing the space more because a lot of times some of these officials will have a gaggle after they do a hit on one of the TV networks. So they'll set up all the cameras right outside where all the cameras are, and they'll come and do like a gaggle. So it's just, there's just so much more happening than what we're used to.
Ryan, do we have any details about how this whole plan will be rolled out?
From what I understand, Cash Patel had a briefing with some of his top officials yesterday to kind of go through kind of what the next steps are. We believe that eventually there will be 700 or 800 or so National Guard troops deployed to the area. And what they're going to be doing, I think it still remains to be seen. You know, there are some legal authorities that the National Guard and just the military in general don't have when it comes to, you know, making law enforcement arrests or doing crowd control or crime control. So what their specific job is going to be, I think we're still kind of trying to feel that out and see what that's going to be.
Yeah, you know, Ryan, I'm interested in your take on it. I mentioned to Kim, I used to come up here for that Federation for American Immigration Reform conference every year.
Yeah.
And the last time I was in D.C., I remember having a conversation with a couple of the network reporters there, and I'm like, hey, what do you think of this restaurant or that restaurant? I was trying to figure out a place to go eat. And they're like, yeah, it's fine. It's about 6 blocks from your hotel. So if you're going before dark, it's probably safe to walk over there, but I would take an Uber home. Don't walk back from there in the dark. Like that was a couple of years ago when people were warning about that. What's your sense of living and working in that area?
I think that's kind of a sentiment that a lot of people feel. You know, I live in the Navy Yard area, which is where Nats Park is, and that's a place that has, I would say most days I feel safe, but we have a crime every once in a while, and it is just the wildest thing you'll ever see, the stuff that what happens. You know, we've had a couple fatal shootings at the Metro stop by in Navy Yard. We've had, you know, a shooting at the building across the street from me, and I believe there was another shooting over the weekend at one of the buildings here. So it's been happening. There certainly is a big concern that people have here, but to get it, what's interesting too is, you know, the teenagers that President Trump was referencing yesterday, Navy Yard actually went into a curfew recently for juveniles because that issue had become such a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the problem. We've had that here in St. Louis, and quite frankly, it doesn't do much. If it's not really enforced because they have bigger fish to fry, you're still going to have the crime. And so that's why I would argue that this is necessary, this federal takeover. Are they going to be there indefinitely? Is that the plan? There's no, you know, obviously we don't have an exact start date, but we don't have an end date either, right? It's just however long they're needed.
Legally, he has about 30 days without any type of congressional approval after that to take action here. So the clock is ticking when this official, you know, takeover of the D.C. Police Department goes into effect. So, you know, Congress gets back in a month, less than a month, I would say now, and they would probably have to extend it at some point. So he is a little limited in terms of how long he's allowed to do this for and what specifically he can do.
Yeah, very true. Well, Ryan, be safe up there, my friend. Thank you.
I'll do my best. Thank you. Thank you both.